For most, Southeast Asian cuisine means sweet, sour, aromatic, and spicy. Where did this impression originate? How is it related to local customs and climate? Fong Qingqiang, a Vietnamese-born Chinese who migrated to Taiwan at age 15 and has worked as a chef for many Southeast Asian restaurants, comments on these questions in a recent cookery book. Because Southeast Asia is close to the equator with its frequent rain and year-round summer, people have developed a taste for sour, spicy, and strong flavors to stimulate the appetite and prevent food from going bad. The wide range of flavors stems from the use of various herbs and spices. Southeast Asia is the land of spices in terms of both variety and quantity. Indonesia, in particular, has worn the tag of Spice Islands since ancient times. Lucien Guyot, academician of the Académie d'Agriculture de France, in his book entitled Les Espices, points out that the European battle for control of the spice trade from medieval times resulted in Southeast Asia's long colonial history. Even today, spices remain a major item of Southeast Asian exports. In typical Southeast Asian cuisine, the fragrant, sour flavors come from kaffir lime leaves, lime juice, and tamarind, originally from India. Its juice is extremely sour.